If you want to guarantee a successful first date, how exciting does the activity need to be? I mean, we're talking hang gliding over an erupting volcano.
Wow, I was thinking maybe going to a bar, Jeffrey.
Or maybe sorting through a pile of their junk mail looking for pharmacy coupons.
Okay, those are very big extremes there. Yeah.
I'm saying the activity should probably fall somewhere in between
those two. All right.
And one of our listeners named Natalie recently had a date with a guy that maybe wasn't the most thrilling idea ever.
Oh no, that means it's terrible.
Well, let's find out. Natalie, on the excitement scale from 1 to 10, where would you rank your date?
On the excitement scale, I would rank it a 3. Ooh. Because it was very low key.
Okay. And is that a good thing for you?
For a first date, yeah.
Okay.
And so what's the name of this guy that you want us to call today?
His name's Eric.
And how'd you meet him?
Met him online.
I always wonder, like, how do you pick who you're actually going to go out with? Like, what about this guy said, all right, he's worth meeting in person?
Well, I mean, it's online dating, so it's all going to be visual at first. And what stood out to me the most was that he looks a lot like that oldest Jonas brother. Like,
oh,
not
what is that
Nick
one's
or
name?
Whatever, Joe, like the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, Kevin.
Joe?
Is it Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who knows? Who cares, honestly?
Who always has a really bad facial hair.
Yeah. You have a thing for that one.
Well, I mean, I think he's really good looking.
You should check out Nick Jonas's videos for just for your viewing pleasure. I should recommend that.
I get it. Like, I dated a guy who I thought looked like a white trash version of Justin Timberlake.
You
know,
you go.
Like, you're not all the way there, okay? But it's close enough
we all
to
have
someone
our types.
Who's hot.
We all have our types. All right, so your type is the old Jonas brother. Now, so what did you guys do for your date?
Well, the goal was to go to his favorite bar. And he was saying they have great food and drinks, and it's kind of, like, theme-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
When we got there, we had found that it had been closed down for rodent infestation.
Oh.
So, yeah.
The and that deterred you from going in?
Of course it did.
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, it was closed, so, yeah, we couldn't get in.
Missed out there, but okay.
Jeff's like, how many rats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm picturing like a Beauty and the Beast type thing where like the rodents are dancing and serving you things.
Think Ratatouille where there's rats in the kitchen.
Not everyone's into that. What'd you do instead?
So we go to his apartment and we get inside and he has this massive, like size of a coffee table puzzle.
Huh.
And I know that that sounds lame, but I am super into puzzles too.
Oh my
gosh. No, that sounds cool.
A puzzle.
I heard puggle. I thought she had a huge dog. Like the
puzzles.
Okay, puzzles. Okay.
Right. So, he had like a 3,000 piece puzzle on his coffee table.
That is not what I expected at all. I thought that you were setting this up like, in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, this guy knew that the bar was going to be closed. And he just wanted to get you back to his house, did a quick 7-Eleven trip, and then he walks you into a puzzle.
Yeah.
Were you shocked? I would have been shocked.
Honestly, I was kind of pleasantly shocked.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of turning out to be a really cool, low-key date.
Man, it's Natalie's the ideal woman that's just, like, not disappointed by anything that you do.
I mean, honestly, like, it's kind of an ideal situation because if you're sitting down at a puzzle, you have something else to focus on, so there's no, like, awkward silence.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's, like, a really good chance for you guys to talk. How did that go?
I mean, it went really good. It was flowing really, really well. At one point, like, I found this puzzle piece, and I put it in place, and he, like, lost his mind. He was like, I have been trying to figure this out for days now. He jumps up, and he kisses me.
Oh, really?
Ooh,
this puzzle's getting hot.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
Put your jig in my saw. Get it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, we get it. Okay. So he kisses you for finding the right puzzle piece. That's romantic.
Yeah. Honestly, it was a really good first date. It really was.
Yeah.
And I went home. I was just giving him all of the signals I possibly could, saying how great the date was.
Uh-huh.
And how I'm excited to see him again. And he was also giving that back as well.
Huh. Mm.
And he hasn't called you at all?
No. So we've texted like a couple of times over the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the last response that I got from him, I was asking like, you know, hey, you know, you want to get together and work some more on the puzzle? And
right.
He just responded with, no thanks, busy.
Whoa.
Yikes. So after what you describe as such a good date, like, what do you think would cause that reaction?
I mean, The only thing that comes to mind, if I'm going to nitpick about everything about the date, was when we got to his favorite place and we noticed it was closed. I was like, oh my gosh, thank God we didn't go here. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, his favorite spot you're poo-pooing on. I could see how he could possibly be angry.
Sometimes, you know, like something happens, you don't really think about it in the moment, and then you stew on it later, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you could say it's puzzling.
Another one. I like it. Yeah, I'm in.
Let's end on that one.
Okay.
We're going to play a song, come back, call Eric, and maybe we can get you guys to play Scrabble or something together. Okay?
That would be great.
I'm sure it would be. Just hold on, Natalie.